scary when I think about it. So often forgiveness is like the last piece of gum. Everyone wants it, and no one wants to give it up. Let's get practical for a minute. If you found out that you were going to die in 15 minutes, and you only had time to call one or two people beside your family, who would it be? Would it be someone you needed to forgive? Or someone you needed to ask forgiveness from? Next question. What are you waiting for? If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. Let the weak hold their grudges. It takes a much stronger person to forgive. And God's just waiting. Just waiting to give you all that forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I think this is the third time today. I'm going to read to you from 1 Corinthians 12. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit the expression of wisdom. To another, the expression of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, mighty deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, discernment of spirits. To another, varieties of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as He wishes. Now you might ask, why did we read that about the gifts of the Spirit? Well, the gifts of the Spirit are just there waiting to be manifested through you. But you have to be pure. Got to be clean inside to manifest those gifts, to receive those gifts and send them out to the world. We've got to purify ourselves. We've got to purge our unclean hearts. And then the Spirit will rain all those gifts down upon us and allow us to take them out to the world. The gift of reconciliation. Truly, sacramental love. How much love does it take to forgive someone? And God says, just come to me. Just come to me through this beautiful sacrament. Just come to me. I want you to listen to the words of Father Tom Bosco that I'm going to share with you. Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Our greedy society says, happy are you who are well off. You can have whatever you want. Be glad and rejoice when the money's coming in fast. Never stop to ask by what means or at whose expense. You will be the envy of all. Christ says, happy are those who realize that it's not the amount of possessions you have that makes you truly rich, but the kind of persons you are. happy are you who know that living the good life is not the same thing as living a good life. You will be rich in God's eyes, and that's what really matters. Blessed are you who are meek. Our violent society says, happy you, the tough guys. You who throw your weight around, you who are ruthless, you'll get results. Christ says, happy you who are gentle and kind. You who refuse to get ahead by trampling on another. You are truly great. Blessed are you who mourn. Our pleasure-happy society says, happy are you who live it up. Remember, you only live once. So let your hair down. Always strive to keep yourself high on something or other. Drugs, alcohol, irresponsible sex. Life will be great fun. Christ says, happy are you who remember that the most valuable things in life have to be bought with sacrifice. You who don't confess real happiness with cheap and passing thrills. Even though you may sow in sorrow, you will reap the rewards of a good life and be surprised with great joy. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst for what is right. Our power-hungry world says, happy are you who hunger for power, status, and fame. Never stop to ask if something is right. Ask only if it benefits you. You'll always be in the limelight. Christ says, happy are you who have wholesome standards and values. You who are prepared to live up to them. You who realize that to live well in accordance with God's plan is really what life is all about. And who rate that even more important than eating or drinking. You will taste real happiness. Blessed are you who are merciful. Our competitive society says, happy are you who always insist on beating your opponent. You who show no mercy or forgiveness to those who make mistakes. That way, nobody can take advantage of you. Let your motto be, don't get mad, get even. Then you'll be the boss. And everybody will know it. Christ says, happy are you who are able to make allowances for the mistakes, the sins, and the faults of others, and whose greatness lives in their ability to forgive and forget. You who can show kindness and compassion even to those who oppose you. The sum of God's mercy will shine warmly on you. Blessed are the clean of heart. Our society, obsessed with cleanliness, says, happy you whose fingernails are always clean, whose hands are always soft, whose teeth are always shining, and who keep up to date with the latest styles and clothes.
you will be reeling with it. Christ says, happy you who consider a clean mind more important than clean fingernails, a good conscience more important than clean hands, a kind and truthful tongue more important than clean teeth, who consider it more important to be a genuine person than to wear the latest style of clothes. You will be able to find God in the world. Blessed are peacemakers. Our war-torn society says, happy you who are always stirring things up. You who get satisfaction out of spreading gossip about others. You who lord over others and who have no qualms about exploiting the poor and the weak. You who think that things work better when you foster prejudice and emphasize differences. People will be forced to take notice of you. Christ says, happy you who work to unite people by helping to spread understanding among them. You who build roads that unite rather than walls that divide. You who welcome the stranger. You who work for a more just society, thus laying the foundations for true and lasting peace. You will shine out like a light in the darkness. Blessed are you who are persecuted for what is right. Our society that glorifies mediocrity says, happy are you who always fit in and who never rock the boat. Happy are you who know how to cheat and steal and lie and deceive and who manage to get off scot-free. You'll have a good laugh. Christ says, happy you who stick up for what is right and true, not what is popular. You who live your belief out loud, no matter the cost or the pain. You who could do wrong, but don't. If you lose a promotion and other perks, and if people laugh at you and consider you a fool as a result, don't let that worry you. I promise you, you will have the last laugh in the kingdom of God. He's waiting for us. All we have to do is say yes. Father Ron is going to be in the reconciliation room to my right, your left. Father Renjan is going to be in the room to my